Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the Conscious Junkie Show. Yes, so today in the show we're gonna talk traveling, a little bit yoga and also a lack of yoga and unexpected things which life is obviously full of. There was supposed to be a guest on the show who is no one less than Dylan Richardson, who is my loving boyfriend, travel partner in crime. He is, well, literally everything at this moment. But he just went downstairs as we were in our hotel room. He went downstairs to the little cafe just around the corner because I'm sitting here at the desk at our hotel. And there's this massive air conditioning and this cold air is blowing out constantly. But since I took a spot here behind the desk, I just switched it off for a moment because it's just freezing my neck. So I just, well, I didn't really ask, but I switched it off. And then he was like, oh, can you turn it back on? And I was like, oh, can we please keep it off for half an hour? Because I'm sitting here writing my diary. And yeah, it's just really giving me this freezing neck. So that's when he decided to go downstairs to this coffee place, which is absolutely fine. But okay, today's podcast, I'm just gonna, well, invite you into my life here a little bit. We're in Coron, which is in the Philippines. We're traveling, we're on this big trip, we're 5 months in, and yes, for me, this is the last stop before I head back to Holland on Tuesday. And then we'll continue his travels first, going to Bangkok for a couple of days, and then he's heading to Myanmar, or Burma. He's going there for a Vipassana course, and he's gonna travel and explore a bit on himself. I'm heading back home. And yeah, it just seems good for both of us. I've got a lot of work to do. I can teach yoga classes and workshops, and I'm really excited about that. And so is he about his part of the journey. And I think that's just really great. We've spent so much time together. We get to all these experiences. And now it's time for him to go his way just for a week or 6 or 7. And I'm going to go home and do my thing there until we meet again. So, I was planning on recording another podcast because I really enjoyed it. I just recently started doing it and I was supposed to have Dylan on the show and we're going to talk about, I don't know, about loads of things, about traveling and being a yoga nomad for me and a digital nomad for him. And he just left his life in Amsterdam where he had a good job and a nice house and a car and then did everything, he said goodbye to that, well, not so directly to the car because I unfortunately crashed it. But I mean, to his job, he decided to quit his job and to go travel. And here we are, 5 months in. So we were supposed to talk about that. Things are just going a little bit differently here because we are stuck on this island. We were supposed to go back to Manila yesterday and then we were spending there some time. His dad lives there and there's a great mall where you can get massages and pedicure and all that sort of stuff, because to be fair, Manila is not that nice to spend time. There's not too much to see, there's not too much to do, but that mall is pretty nice. It's funny, but I feel a little bit embarrassed admitting that I enjoy being in a mall, but that's just how it is. Anyway, we were supposed to go there yesterday morning, but then the minivan picked us up, we head to the airport, and then it was like, oh, yes, all the flights today got cancelled, by the way. The driver said, and we're like, okay, but why are we in this van then heading towards the airport? And he's like, yes, because you need to sort it out. It's not sure whenever there are new flights or whenever they're flying out of Coron here. So just go there, make sure, just have your talk to the staff there. So we arrived there, and it turned out to be pretty, well, dramatic, because one of the airlines, Skyjet, which we were supposed to fly with, they landed wrongly and it was slippery. It's been storming here and there somewhere. There's this typhoon thing going. So the weather has been pretty dramatic. So now this airplane flew off the runway. Luckily, no one died or got injured or whatever. But that airplane is still there and they're not, well, flights are just not able to land or to take off. So that was end of the story for them. And there was this massive line of people getting all upset because there were no flights and they didn't know what to do or what was next. And we're like, oh, damn it. And then we heard someone saying like, oh, next plane will be in 5 days. And we're like, fuck, but I'm flying out on Tuesday. I'm going home and Dylan's going to Bangkok. We're like, damn it, it's only Saturday now, but 5 days, then we're not going to make it. So we started thinking, oh, what should we do? What should we do? So then luckily Dylan went online and he was able to book a boat. There's one ferry going from Coron to Manila. It takes 12 hours. And, well, apparently it's a pretty horrendous boat trip. But we were like, fuck it. We have to do something because we're stuck on an island. There's no other ways than either taking a plane or a boat. So we booked this boat. And thank God, because as we had been standing for 1 hour in this line, we heard people saying that the boat was fully booked as well. So, well, we filled out their forms to get a refund for the flight. There was no compensation because, well, I don't know why, but okay. So we head back to the to the hotel. And yeah, now we're waiting on the boat. But since there's a typhoon and it's been pouring down for the last week, like really pouring down, not just a few drips or just an hour every day as it's supposed to be in the start of rainy season, but it is pouring down. So as you can imagine, maybe you've been to the Philippines, maybe you have not been, but well, we all know the photos. And if you haven't, take a look at my Instagram, The Yoga Nomad, and now you see these beautiful photos from turquoise seas and sandy beaches. And that was literally one day. We've been here now for over 3 weeks, and that was literally one day. Oh my God. And that's, yeah, so this podcast is not going to be about the perfect travel life, but I'm actually using the podcast, or I'm using the space, well, it's given to me with this podcast to talk to someone else, or in this case, it's to something else. I'm talking to my laptop, but I'm just imagining an audience of nice, good-hearted people just listening and maybe feeling me just a little bit. And even if you don't, it's fine. And I still want to thank you for giving me this space, because at this moment, the only person I'm talking to is Dylan. And Dylan is talking to me. And, well, we're talking about to the hotel staff because I wanted to late check out because the boat has a 6-hour delay. So we're going tonight at 11. So we're supposed to check out at 12. And that's just a horror scenario in my head because it's raining, it's pouring down, and then we're there with our stuff, or maybe we can leave our stuff here, but then yeah, what are we supposed to do on a drowsy day like this? Just moving to a little restaurant or a bar? But I mean, 10 hours, that's a long time to kill. So I just really wanted to book this hotel just for a few more hours or a late checkout. And then I go to this reception, I'm like, oh, hey, can we get maybe a late checkout until 8? And she's like, yeah, you have to book another night then. You have to pay the full amount. And I'm like, oh, can you not do something? And of course, I try to get, well, we're checking out at 8, not using the breakfast, but that's no option. We have to pay another full night. So I'm like, okay, then we would like to book another full night. And then she goes like, oh, but you cannot because we're fully booked. Oh, and I'm like, okay, but then this whole first discussion, there was no need for that because you don't have space for us anyway. And it's just something very little, and normally I can cope with that stuff, but now I was just about to start crying. As you can imagine, like, traveling together in the last month, we've been together 23 hours a day, and it's been going really well, and we're having fun, and we can work together, and we can spend hours behind our laptops, and we're both working on blogs and doing stuff, and we're helping each other, and it's going really well. We've been going to a CrossFit gym, and that was so much fun. And then we went on this island tour, and it was romantic, and it was nice, and we did some fun stuff. So I'm so proud and excited about how things are going, and yeah, I think 5 months of traveling, it's not nothing, and it's so different from living like a in between spaces normal life back home, where you both got your jobs and your places to go, like sports or friends or whatever. We're literally together all the freaking time, and it's going so well. But now this sort of, well, how would I call it, it's not a drama, but it also is a little bit, because I would be pretty gutted if I'm missing my flight back home. And I really look forward to going home, and just the thought of it makes me want to cry a little bit. And so you can imagine how this sort of tension is building up, and we're still listening to each other and giving each other space. And but there's this little bit of tension creeping in, and it's like this feeling that at some point just a little word can be said and someone is going to scream. It's probably going to be me, but that's the feeling kicking in. So with this thing, with this air conditioning, which just happened, I then said, okay, I'm going to go downstairs. And I'm like, well, I right away want to react, sort of, and I want to say, oh, sorry, babe, this is... But I think all we need is just a little bit of space. And maybe all we need, like the both of us, he needs that and I need that, is to talk to someone else than each other. And thank God WhatsApp for for these voice memos. Because, I don't know, I realized that it makes traveling so much easier to keep contact with your family. And I can totally imagine that for some people, they travel because they want to get away from all that. They want to go to a place, they want to go away from that, have this different life with different people, different atmosphere. But for us, it's different because the whole plan was to go abroad and to live and to work and to live like sort of a normal life. Yeah. So then it's, of course, I want to keep contact with my friends and family. And that's one of the things I really enjoy. Like having a coffee somewhere in a cafe in Sri Lanka or India or wherever we have been, and then just speaking to my grandmother, and she's having her coffee at home, and that's how it goes every week. We send those voice memos, and that's just so nice, especially because we've been like really nomading. We've stayed everywhere until our visas ran out, so we started in Moscow just for a couple of days. Then we head to India, where I spent 2 months and did a 1.5 because he went to Nepal. Then we went to Sri Lanka, Bali, and now we're here on the Philippines. But, you know, it's different than we maybe had in mind on the first, as the first idea, because we wanted to go somewhere and stay there and sort of build a life. And that's like not what we've been doing. And we've chosen for that. So we knew all this. But we have been moving, and we didn't stay anywhere longer than 3 weeks, which is a really short time and way too short to build like a life. And I had the luck to be able to teach yoga at some places and or to take classes. And I did so many great things. I did a detox at the yoga barn in Bali. I did another sort of detox program in India. I did a 100-hour teacher training. We did a massage course together. So we've done so much great stuff. And yes, but we kept on moving. So there was not really this moment or this space for us to both ground and to make ourselves feel really at home. And also so that you can just sort of from there go your own way. So that you got this home feeling, and then one is going to the gym and the other is going to this coffee place. Like, hey, I'm going to be away for an hour. See you soon. Or I'm going to be away for the afternoon. But because we were constantly moving, we didn't even know what was in that very place we were. So, yeah, it's a bit strange if you're traveling together and like, oh, I'm going to wander the streets for an hour. See you soon. It's just not how it goes, or not how we did that. So that we were together constantly. And, of course, we had our struggles in the beginning. And, yeah, you have to find your way, and you get to know this different side from each other because you see fucking everything. You can, even on the toilet, because we're often in one room, you're like, oh, can you please turn on the music? I'm going to the toilet. And I just feel, oh, you're going to India. I mean, a Delhi belly or this Bali belly must sound familiar to those who travel. But as you can imagine, there's like no more secrets. There's no shame. And it's just, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. And you would wish that it was different. So we've been through all of that. We've been sick together. We have been sick of each other. And, well, we went through all of that. And only once we almost broke up. That was in the first 2 months. Oh, my God. That's for another podcast. I'll save that until Dylan is on the show. So we can just, I don't know. But, you know, you're far away from home. And I've got the feeling, but maybe that's just me, that sometimes people expect you to have this dream life just because you are traveling and they're doing their 9-to-5 jobs and they're only having the weekends. And some people, especially the ones who are not like true travelers, who only go on maybe a beautiful 3-week holiday to somewhere tropical, somewhere nice, I've got the feeling that they think that our life is just that, like all this beauty, all this all this exploring, this adventure, these nice and tropical places, these coconuts on the beach. But it's not like that. We're really trying to live our lives here. And it's actually quite hard to live a really fulfilled life because now we're in the Philippines and most of Dylan's work, for instance, is online. But we didn't really think about it, but the Wi-Fi is really, really bad here. And it's almost impossible to work because it's constantly going on and off and there's no electricity. And at the beach where we were in Port Barton on the east coast of Palawan Island, well, there is no there's only electricity from 10 to 12 in the morning and then from 6 p.m. till 12. And that's electricity. I'm not talking about Wi-Fi. There is, well, very little Wi-Fi here. So that makes it really hard to work. And you can imagine like being on these tropical places or in this beautiful, you're not constantly exploring and enjoying the view with a glass of wine. You need to do stuff which makes you feel fulfilled and you want to work and you want to feel good about that. And yeah, sometimes that's just really hard. We're not getting that as much as we would like. You know, we want to create, we both have that feeling and that urge we feel to do that stuff. And now for the last month, I haven't been teaching yoga. I've been taking some classes, but I don't know. And then the weather sucks. It really, really sucks. I'm not exaggerating. It's pouring down the whole day. And then we got stuck on this island because there's this plane sort of crashed. And then at some point, it's just adding on. And then you're at the point, well, I am. Maybe that's me just being a girl, but did I want to cry in my bed? With Ben and Jerry's, but there is no Ben and Jerry's. So, well, we find other ways. And yesterday I did this poll on Instagram. Okay, what the hell? Shall I meditate or drink a glass of wine? And it was a Saturday night. And like, I think over 100 people said, like, drink a glass of wine. And just a few, maybe it was not even 20%, said go meditate. So I wish I could say that I did both. I did not. I just drank beer and a Bailey's and I had a margarita, and then I ended up in bed feeling all shitty. And we had a good night of fun with just drinking something, and yeah, well, that sort of made us relax a little bit more, because it's funny how that works. At days like that, we went back to the hotel. Luckily we could check in for that night so we could stay in the same hotel again. And then we're just laying in bed and it was pouring down and we already had our coffees, we already had our lunch, we had a cake. So you sort of start to search for these outer experiences to make you feel good, right? And of course, and I'm very happy, Dylan is very conscious and I try to be, and we know exactly what we need to feel good or to at least feel better and to cope with situations and, for me, emotions better. And for me, I noticed that it's really important that every day I do a little bit of yoga. And it doesn't need to be like a full hour on the mat, but I just have to sit there to move my body, basically. Because a lot of the time I'm in my head and I'm thinking and I'm, well, it's good thinking because I'm making plans and I get excited about things. And, you know, that's happening. But also on days like these, I can really lose myself in my thoughts and my worries. So I just need to go sit down and move my body and instantly I feel better. And another thing is that I need to fuel my body and my soul right. So I shouldn't drink too much coffee. I shouldn't eat, well, sugar at all, but not those crappy things. But of course, these are the things you crave for on a shitty day. I don't crave, like, what is it? The good stuff on a bad day. I crave the bad stuff because just for a moment it makes me feel better, but then the downfall is terrible. So yesterday we did pretty good, and then Dylan at some point was like, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna go have a beer. And then for an hour we've been on bed. I said, no, we shouldn't do that because we're gonna feel bad. And he said, yes, I know. So then we end up staying in a room. Half an hour later, okay, fuck it, I'm going down having a beer. So that went on for ages, and then at some point he went down, I stayed up stairs in the room for a little bit more, and then I went down, and then we had like both six drinks. And we had fun and we were able to relax, and that was great. But today, obviously, I even took like an aspirin in the night. So I went to bed and a little bit like, woo, and then I woke up and like, oh, okay. So, well, I'm very happy again to tell this whole thing. I can feel the relief right away. And that's how I came up with it. So there's no guest in my show. And, well, having a show without a guest was not really an option for me in my mind before. But then there's one podcast I listen to weekly, and that's, well, wouldn't surprise you probably, Yoga Girls from the Heart podcast. And sometimes they're very interesting guests, and it's nice to hear, but often she's just talking about things she goes through. And then, well, I enjoy the talks. And it was another thing. I wanted to listen to it so badly. And then I had to go downstairs to load the podcast, go back up because there's no Wi-Fi in the room. Go downstairs up. And the Dylan is the nicest guy in the world. He went downstairs for me to load my podcast at the point that I was crying. And I was I was so sad about this flight. And I actually felt homesick. And if I'm like sort of stressed, I start to scratch my face really bad. So my face and my neck, and I get all these spots. I'm really like scratching my skin open. And that's something I do when I'm stressed. But of course, when your whole face is open and you've got wounds all over your face, you will feel worse. So that was what happened. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I started crying. That was the breakdown I had. And he was so nice and he was so friendly and, well, I can imagine that a girlfriend like this is emotional wreck. It's pretty hard to cope with. And we only got two more nights together. And until I go back home and we see each other in seven weeks. And it's in this room, it's, what's it called? Two single beds with this little table or this in between us. And we didn't even make the effort to put the beds together. So can you imagine? Because last night we had a couple of drinks. We just bumped into bed and first, I laid in his bed for a moment, and I went into my own bed, and we didn't even make the effort to put the beds together. And even that, I'm overthinking. I'm like, okay, we sleep together every night, but these are our last three nights, and now we're sleeping both in our own bed, like, waiting our hangover for tomorrow. Oh, and he is so nice, and I'm just, well, emotional. There's all these little, and I know that I can trigger it so easily at this stage, so, and I really don't want to be like that. But this whole spiral thing you just get into, because I know if I'm taking good care of myself and I, you know, it's incredible how much positive thoughts can do for your mood and for your own well-being. But at this moment, it's just so hard to get back to that positivity. I'm really searching for it, and by times I'm trying it, okay, and I'm saying to myself, okay, but lucky we're in a good hotel room, there's air conditioning, there's a television, we're dry. And then my mind starts to come back again to those shitty things. Yes, but maybe you're not getting on the flight. And so I'm constantly trying to get back to that. And then I really try to take good care for myself. So I'm having this struggle in this cafe, having a coffee, and I'm looking at the brownie. And I know, no, I shouldn't. So it's constantly those little choices coming my way. And I know so well what I should do to feel better, but it's so hard because of the circumstances. Well, you can obviously not blame the circumstances, but it's funny because normally I should ask the people maybe, but I think that I can say that I'm a positive girl. I'm a life enthusiast, and I normally don't have problems with that, even when, well, little shitty things happen. But man, now it's just a little bit too much and it's overwhelming. And of course, we want these last 3 days of our travels to be good. But it's also really hard because we're not even sure if we're getting on the boat yet. And then there's this other problem because I'm going to miss my flight on Tuesday. And then I think I'm just going to cry until I'm home. And I don't want our trip to end like that. I really don't. So I have to get back to gratitude, and I just want you to know that I'm so grateful for everything, like all the beautiful things and all the interesting things that came to me during these travels, because I realized so well that a lot of people don't have the opportunity to go abroad and to explore the world and to meet new people and to eat new foods and to see new places. I really realized that. But I also realize that life just has its ups and downs. And that's how it's supposed to be, because there are no highs. There are no highs without lows. But traveling is life. So I should maybe allow myself sometimes to really, traveling, it is not always fun and it's not always highs. Traveling is the same way. You have your highs, you have your lows. But, you know, the things which are hard at the moment, you can often look back to that with a grateful heart, because then often if you wish, if you want, and if you go for it, you can learn something great. And those challenging moments, those challenging times, especially when you travel together, then it's more challenging. You can take those little opportunities and turn them into gifts, because every challenge is an opportunity for you to learn and to grow. And also as a couple, you can learn and you can grow. So it's funny, I've been talking for like 25, 26 minutes and I feel so much better. Just to talk to a computer, which is pretty funny. I think I'm just going to sit and ground my feet. And I invite you to do this little gratitude meditation with me. So just, if you got a couple more spare minutes, stay with me. And find a place to either stand tall or to sit, maybe on a bench or a chair or wherever you wish. Take a moment to place your heels in line with your knees. Ground your feet into the floor or into the earth. Sitting up nice and tall, straightening the spine and lengthening the neck. And then you close down the eyes. No matter where you are, unless you're driving, obviously. But close down the eyes, gently. Smooth down the lines on your forehead. Relaxing your cheeks and your jaw. And then just take a deep breath in through your nose. So inhale. And then exhale through your mouth. Just a perfect way to release maybe some tension or some negative energy. And we're doing that again. So inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Once again, inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. And then just get back to your natural breath. In through your nose. And out through your nose. While your shoulders are relaxed. And the back of your body is strong. And the front of your body is soft. And just enjoying these gentle breaths. Or these breath cycles flowing in, flowing out. And then just take a moment to realize how much life, every breath gives to you. Just take a moment to realize the beauty and the importance of every breath you take. Breathing in, breathing out, enjoying every breath. Three more in your own pace. And just take another in breath, another out breath, and stay in your relaxed position. And then just take the hands together in front of your chest. You gently place the thumbs to your chest so you can call this in prayer position or in Anjali Mudra, gently pressing the hands together. And then allow this light smile to appear on your face, only if it feels natural to you. Pressing the hands together, and then you take a moment to be grateful for one thing today. Just one thing is enough. Take a moment to come up with something that you feel truly grateful for. Maybe it's just a simple fact that you woke up this morning. Or maybe it is the cup of coffee you're gonna have sooner or later. Perhaps you are grateful for a certain person in your life. Whatever it is for you, just take a moment to be grateful. Realizing that not every day is beautiful, but that there is something beautiful in every day. Now take another deep in-breath through your nose. Exhale through your mouth and then release your hands down. And gently start to move your body a little bit. Pushing your chest forward, bring the shoulders up and then down. Maybe that smile is still on your face. Maybe not. It doesn't really matter. Start opening up your eyes and invite this new energy into your life, into your day. And I'm not sure how it is for you guys, but I can so feel it. I can feel the release of tension in my body. I can feel some new positive energy right here in the room. Even though when it's raining, maybe you can hear the housekeepers coming by. And then rest me to say thank you. Thank you for giving me space to share and to ventilate my travel stories. And I can only promise that next time is going to be a little bit more exciting. And I hope that then I can invite my boyfriend Dylan on the show. That will be just so nice. So thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And I hope to speak to you soon. Namaste.